Yo.
Yo.
We're back. I know we said we'd be consistent, and we will be consistent this time.
This time, swear. It's not Clay's fault, it's mine.
Been no, super it's our busy. Fault. We're nah. both we both been hold on. There was a dude, he's been dogging us
who?
The entire I don't know who it is. We'll find it in the comments, but
okay.
He said that, you know, we were struggling a little bit, we being
at the time.
At
huh?
the time, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So he said we weren't gonna beat the cats. So I just had to
You had to
do something real quick.
Hold on. I know you wanted to flex today. We didn't hit the weight, so you get your workout right now. That's what it is. Okay.
Flex on. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I respect it. I wish I would have known. I would have wore my joint, you know, with the Jones on the back. You feel me? That Christmas gift joint.
Yeah. But we got a lot to talk about. We've been gone for like 8 months, feels like.
Man, it's been a while.
College is crazy. Ja Morant's going nuts. The Lakers suck still, which that hadn't changed, so that's good. We are still giving away a pair of cool grays. Comment your size down below. We got to get to 5K subs, though.
So, where we at?
We're still sitting around 38, but we hadn't been.
We'll get there.
We haven't been posting. But, yeah, man, let's talk about us, man.
Okay.
Let's talk about us for a little bit.
I'm here for it.
We have been playing out of our minds right now.
For sure.
If you would have told me in the – no offense to everybody, but if you would have told me in the non-conference season that we would have beaten Auburn,
that's
number
tough.
One team in the country at our place, we can clap it up for that. At our place,
yeah.
Then we turn around and beat Kentucky.
Yeah, come on.
Tennessee at home.
Come on.
Okay. And then after we lose to Vandy, we literally have lost one game to Alabama on a last second. Not something that we could have eventually won.
I agree.
It's crazy, man. The Hogs, number 14 ranked Hogs now. I'm nervous.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad I'm not the only one, but me too.
We got LSU tomorrow, Wednesday night, March 2nd, and then we go to Tennessee. That one I'm really worried about.
Same.
They're a tough team. We're going to their place. We went there when I worked there, and they were number one in the country, and they beat the brakes off of us. It was a very awesome atmosphere. But you can't ever get the Bud Walton effect.
That's true.
Unless you're there.
That's true.
I highly recommend if you want to come to an Arkansas game, look at the one, like when the schedule is released, look at the ones that might be kind of cold. Hope that we're really good, which we should be.
Yeah, we should be fine.
And then get the tickets. Or find somebody that has some, that knows somebody that's got some, and come watch a game, man. Because the Auburn or Kentucky, which was the best atmosphere for you?
Auburn.
I agree.
Yeah, Auburn was crazy. The difference to me is that Auburn, the game was so close the whole time, it was no time to rest, no time to take that break. It was loud all the time. Kentucky had spurts of like Auburn, like type vibes, but not the same, but it's still loud. But Auburn was crazy.
Auburn was wild.
It was different.
I think it's right up there around like 3 or 4 years ago when Cal tossed. It was crazy. Then Laney and I were working for the team at the time.
I pulled up with Dylan.
It was nuts.
Loud, bro. Loud. Yeah, no. Seriously. One of the loudest, I think, gyms that you can play in. Like, I'm a little biased because, I'm from here and I love the Hogs. But, it gets crazy in here for sure.
And everybody in there loves the Hogs.
What? Like, we stormed the court on the Auburn joint.
I know. Deuce pulled up.
What? I'm out there with me and Quan. We out there. Yeah, man.
I remember that. Somebody actually passed out.
Passed out,
it
bro.
Was crazy.
Got hot. Yep.
It was like a mosh pit down there, but that was a pretty cool thing. DJ Derek he played the Crunk Ain't Dead song. Duke Deuce saw it, posted it on Twitter and Instagram, and then Drake of all people was like, "You need to pull up and play it."
Yep.
So he's actually coming to Arkansas at the end of this month or middle of this month.
He was here this past weekend
too. He's
going
to perform. When he comes back.
Okay.
Yeah, and then he came, but he came here last week for the Kentucky game.
Yep.
And we got Crunk, man. Crunk is not dead, and we went kind of crazy.
Did you just say Crunk is not dead?
Crunk ain't dead.
Okay. But let's talk about some teams that have started to backslide, obviously in the SEC, which is kind of what we keep up with the most. But the other day, 1 through 6.
I know.
Everybody went down.
Yeah.
And, of course, we beat number 6, but,
Go Hogs.
Slight flex.
You know what I mean?
Slight flex. But Gonzaga loses to St. Mary's. Now in the mix, tournament team, obviously. I don't know if I want to see St. Mary's in the tournament, to be
really?
Honest. Really? They're kind of – I feel like they'd be kind of like that Loyola Chicago.
They're giving them vibes.
Yeah. Especially beating Gonzaga. Of course, we can talk about Chet and I ain't really worried about Chet, but
we got a 7-3-4 Chet while you playing. Not really, but something like that. We'll throw Jay Will on him.
We'll throw Jay Will on him, which he's been playing his tail off. Congratulations to JD Notae, also Player of the Week, ESPN Player of the Week. Should be SEC Player of the Year. If he's not, it's rigged.
For sure.
And I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to have to send some fake ballots or something.
Yeah. We can just boycott something.
Yeah, we can do something. But Alabama, a team that you and I especially were a little bit worried about when they were going on their non-conference tear, beating Gonzaga, beating Houston, backsliding.
Yeah.
A team that is really sort of they got hot early and they
streaky.
Just kinda they fizzled out. But when you live and die by the three,
that's what it
can, can die a lot.
That comes with that too.
But it's March.
It is.
It's March. So that means it's time for some madness.
It is.
And our bracket challenge, we will be bringing our bracket challenge back. You need to stay tuned for those details. But
man, I feel like we just did that. That's crazy.
I know, it was a year ago.
I know.
Isn't that wild?
I know. Okay, keep going.
You ended up. You
know.
They had you in the first half.
You know.
But you came in second to Daniel.
Hey,
I think
this year
was his name.
I think I'm gonna do better this year. I'm kind of locked in this year.
Really?
Kind of. The only difference is the teams are so like wishy washy this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm locked in, but am I?
Right.
Like, are you gonna hoop Alabama? Are you gonna hoop Duke?
Right.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Because if so, then you know I kind of know what you're capable of, but can you really pull that off?
Mm-hmm.
Arizona lost.
Yep.
And I had them. Arizona is a pretty disciplined team.
Really?
I like Arizona. I like Arizona this year.
Who's your dark horse to win the tournament?
Us.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
Yep.
I don't know, man. Right now, the draw, I think, had us on the Duke side with Auburn.
Damn, of course.
It was like Auburn 1. Of course, that's going to change. Duke 2. Somebody else at 3. Us at 4. And then we would have played Memphis, and I have to look at it. I think that may have been a couple of
I don't want that side
iterations, man.
Man,
a couple of iterations ago, but yeah, man. So the Razorbacks are your dark horse. I don't really have a dark horse. No, not really. I feel like I always miss like two or three games between the round of 64 and the round of 32 that I'm just like, you know what, whatever. Whoever wins, it's going to win it. But you know, once you get into that second weekend, you can kind of tell. Okay, this team might be, they might be legit.
Word.
They might be all right.
Word.
So, yeah, I don't really, I know I don't want to see like a Murray State
or
Loyola Chicago. I really don't even want to see a St. Mary's.
I don't really want to see a team with a very, very dominant big because that puts a lot of pressure on Jay Will.
So any Big Ten team that slows it down.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah. It's just because backside help, like those little details that you kind of supposed to kind of just know can be exploited during tournament time.
Yep.
Against the right team, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
Teams that have like really dominant bigs, I'm like, Jay Will can hold his own, but it's when he needs that break.
Mm-hmm.
When he, you know, when he goes to help and contest a shot, who boxing out that big.
Right.
It's those little details I feel like that could kind of change the game during tournament time.
And when he plays 38 minutes a night.
I know.
You know, it's tough. He's our go-to guy. He's our big for sure.
Yep.
But you got a slew of small guys, like smaller. I say small. They're like 6'8", but
where?
Smaller guys. You got Kamani Johnson, Adis Tony, Stanley Amude that you can throw in there.
Where?
I just don't think they hold it down in the middle like Jay Will has. Jay Will has to be there so Stanley can shoot threes.
Exactly.
So Adis can crash the boards. So Adis can cut.
Yep.
Jalen's a very good passer, so I agree, and Kamani's just kind of like he's the energy guy. Yeah, Dennis Rodman.
He's the dog. I mean,
he is the dog.
He doesn't care to come in and give you four.
No,
or
give
you four fouls.
Yeah.
Fouls.
He does a lot of dirty work for us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Y'all forgive us. The camera cord for Lainey's camera shorted out on us, so she's
hashtag free Lainey.
She's
free
back
Lainey.
In jail. Hashtag free Lainey. We got to do that again.
Hashtag free Lainey again. Yeah.
Yep.
But so, speaking of Murray State, we can kind of transition into.
Are we getting right
college.
To it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can transition away from college because we have our picks and stay tuned for our bracket challenge. But there's a Murray State, I guess you could say, alumnus. I don't know if he graduated from there or not, but
either way, he owns the school at this point. But
I was
going
to say it don't matter.
He actually owns Memphis now. Too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
San Antonio.
Yeah.
he owns San Antonio now. He can't go back.
No.
He killed them.
killed me. I don't know if I DM'd you this too. I don't know if I've seen a year-to-year progression like this before. From Ja Morant, like, obviously, if you don't know who we're talking about, you live under a rock. But Ja Morant has been absolutely balling.
Man.
And it's not like a fluke thing. It's like I literally would look at the ESPN app and be like, okay, Ja's got 13 in the third quarter. Like, he's kind of cooling down a little bit. And then I go look at the end. It's like, oh, he finished with 34. Oh, okay, cool.
He turned up.
It's like, but then he'll have like 28 and 10, 28, yep. 10 and 5. 26, 10, and 7.
I know.
26, 12, and 4, whatever. Anything like that is crazy.
Crazy.
I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if – who do you think – who can you compare him to that you've seen have a year – was it year 1 to year 2, year 2 to year 3? Just – I mean, honestly, just a year-to-year jump like that.
I kind of want to argue Giannis.
Okay.
Kind of, but – I don't know if it was the same or not. Mm-hmm. This to me seems a little more noticeable.
Oh, dude, it's
maybe
insane.
Because of the highlight plays, but I'm with you though. In regards to like making a huge improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like Ja Morant is that deal.
He was 51st in scoring last year. He's now 7th this year.
That's wild. That's wild.
That's and I did fact check that. It's ESPN stats. So hopefully they're doing their job over there. But
you know what I'm saying?
51st to 7th is crazy.
Big time, bro. On a different front, I didn't understand it at first because he's not shooting hella threes.
No.
You know what I'm saying? You get 50 now, it's like, all right, you took 11 threes.
Yeah, at least.
At least.
At least.
You know what I mean? Nah, he taking 5.
That's
6.
Crazy to me.
All work, though. All plays. Like, and one bucket. Yes. 3 the old-fashioned way. Like, he's doing – nah, he's just he's tough. He's looking spectacular, though.
Too.
And dunking. Dunking, bro. Woo! Nah, San Antonio, bro, he really got them out of there, though. It was like Ja Morant versus the Spurs. Like, I haven't seen that type of, like dominance from, like, a point in a minute.
I would love to have seen Greg Popovich's, like, halftime and post game interview.
Word, he probably like, dang, who is this guy?
Well, you know, Pop, you know, Pop, he doesn't say anything.
Word,
Coach, how'd you slow down Ja Morant? We couldn't.
Yeah,
it's like, all right,
yep. No, real talk.
We saw that too. We
have y'all ever seen the meme of Popovich on the bench with his arms crossed and his legs kicked and his ankles are crossed and he's just like chilling on the bench? That's I imagine he was like the entire game because like, what do you say? Like, there's nothing you can say. So, anyways, nothing. I'll send really Clay the meme and we'll pop it up on the screen. So,
dude, it's like I said, it's unreal. I mean, the Grizzlies they're not sitting in like play-in contention. They're like, if it ended today, they'd be in, right?
Yeah, they third seed, right?
That's crazy.
Is it? Are they not? Is it not?
From beating last year's
Phoenix?
From beating last year's MVP and Steph Curry, which he didn't get it, but you know,
it
is what it
you
is.
You know,
but
I mean, look
to now like solidified. You're not having to play in the play-in tournament. Like, this is what we thought the Lakers were going to be
for sure.
We thought the Lakers would turn around and say, "All right, we're gonna go hoop. We're gonna finish third. We're gonna be in." Play a team that, you know, we don't necessarily have to try to, like, hoop every, like, basically sweep.
Yep. It is confirmed they are the 3 right now.
That's crazy.
Phoenix, Warriors, Grizzlies, Memphis, bro. That's down crazy. The street. What are we doing?
It is. It's right down the street in the Forum.
We need to go and get out there.
Hey, just a little quick drive.
They're 2 ahead of Clay's boys, so.
Dallas?
Yep.
Okay.
That's good.
They came up.
They did. They've been playing well. They cut Porzingis and they're playing well.
Yeah, and Luka came back with a vengeance.
He did. He came back a few pounds heavier too.
That's all right though. That's a big guard.
I've never seen a dude that's gained weight and can still hoop like that.
He's tough.
He's crazy. We worked on some Luka moves today, actually.
Yeah, we did. We did. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, back to Ja Morant and the Grizzlies. Whoever your trainer is,
keep him around.
They need a bag.
For sure.
Like I don't know, but maybe he's taking advantage of resources. This is something that we always see young guys struggle with. You know, they get a little bit of money. They don't want to get in the gym, whatever.
He is locked in.
He's locked in.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah. No, I like his mentality. I like everything that he's, like, just bringing. Mm-hmm. Because Memphis fits him so perfectly to me.
He's a dog.
You feel me?
A lot of the guys that we won the 1994 championship with were from Memphis.
Memphis got some dogs over there, bro. They got some dogs for sure.
They do.
It makes sense, man. Like, everything about him like fits everything that he's doing for Memphis.
Is he a front runner for you for MVP?
Front runner? How many? Ooh.
Give me your top three, I guess you could say, for your MVP.
That hurt. Top three? Man, you crazy. Let me see.
I put you on the spot.
You did.
But you'll probably put me on the
spot. Let me do five. Let me do five and I'll narrow it down.
Go five.
Let me get DeRozan. I need DeMar.
If I shoot it, it goes in.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. I need him. Yep. Pause. That's crazy. Let me get Embiid, though.
They're going to be in the comments if you don't mention Joel Embiid.
You know what I mean? And I got to put some respect on Embiid, though, because he's been very dominant. Now he got Harden. We'll get into that.
Right. Yeah, we'll get
so
there.
So, D, though.
They're also going to flame you in the comments if you don't mention Nikola. So
I'm not mentioning him. Let me get Ja.
Absolutely.
Let me get Ja. Let me get Steph. Let me get Giannis.
I love that five.
That's me, though. I know y'all mad at me sometimes. I feel the Jokic. It's a slow 50 ball. I respect it. No cap. But I'm just thinking, like, in regards to, that's not fair to say because he's pretty productive. That's just me. Top three, though, I'm liking Giannis right now. I'm liking Giannis and B. I'm liking DeRozan.
Okay.
That's me, though. So
DeMar has been playing out of his mind.
Man, he was hitting crazy buzzer beaters and wasn't nobody saying nothing, though. It was like back to back buzzer beaters, bro.
I remember that. One was one off one foot,
yes.
Right?
Then he had a game like either the day or the day after. He hit another one.
Yeah, it was back-to-back games.
Yeah.
Back-to-back. Like 30
back
ball.
Back-to-back.
What? He listened to Drake. He had to. He's playing that. Yeah. Man, what about you? Who you got?
Dude, I honestly haven't been watching a lot of the NBA, to be honest. But I know Steph's been playing well. Obviously, he's Steph Curry. By the way,
a little slump,
I guess that's true. The video of him pregame, did you see that?
No,
he,
I
like,
didn't.
Shot the underhand, like, and it went, like, 10 feet in the air, and it went in, and then he stepped back, and then he stepped back, and then he stepped back, and then he stepped back.
Oh, no.
And then he went back in. No misses.
That's tough.
Dang near from half court. It's crazy.
See, yeah, and then he ran off the court, ran to the locker room. Like, yeah. No biggie,
man,
here we go.
I wish I could do that just once.
See, that's MVP. You won the MVP already just based off that, yeah, that clip?
That alone was better than the dunk contest.
That's what I'm saying,
I would have paid money to watch Steph do that than Cole Anthony dunking Tims.
That was kind of crazy.
Let me get my bounce up. I'll dunk in Tims, and we'll put it on the channel.
That would be nice because I'm not dunking in Tims. I have Tim's meant for snow and stuff.
We've gotten a lot of lately.
It were. That's true.
We have gotten a lot of snow lately. But, okay, so I would put Steph in there out of respect. Giannis, obviously, the Bucks are playing well.
Yep.
Joel Embiid, for sure, too. We do have to put respect on his name. I agree. I mean, Ja, like, for what he's doing for the team, I think Ja, obviously, is more valuable to the Grizzlies than, well, I can't say that because everybody else is valuable, too.
It's tough.
It is the most valuable player. Right. You know? I would say the way the Bucks have been playing, Giannis probably would be the front. I mean, that's such a cop-out answer just because it.
It's not, though. A lot of people were sleeping on Giannis in the MVP discussion until recently.
Yeah.
So, that's not.
Just because he was super raw and athletic, and it's like a guy like that that airballs free throws and threes, nobody really thinks should be the MVP when everybody in the league is airballed a three and a free throw every once. I mean.
For sure. But you know, the crazy part about that, though, is, like, he's starting to knock down the three ball.
Yeah, I have noticed that progression. He's he's becoming way more consistent, which is kind of scary.
I know,
6'10".
He bringing it down. He hit somebody with the front back joint.
Oh, he did?
What?
Into a pull-up?
Midi.
Oh, wow.
Big front back.
Pull. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, just like that.
That joint, bro. Yes. So I was like, yeah, you got to consider Giannis, but nah, okay. That's just what I'm thinking, though. But kind of switching, I want your thoughts. Embiid and Harden, though. Let me hear that.
What they wanted James Harden to be in Brooklyn, I think, you know, that point guard, a guy that he can play point guard. You know, what we saw in Houston was a very ball-dominant guard and player, and I think everybody was like, man, Harden's like, if you don't give him the ball, he's not valuable.
Word.
That's kind of true.
Okay.
But I think a guy like that, you want to give him the ball. And the fact that he has a big that can pick and pop, pick and roll in Embiid, I think is kind of a scary sight right in time for playoff time.
So what's the difference between that and what they were trying to get him to do in Brooklyn? Did they just need a more dominant big?
I think you have too many. I think you have too many cooks in the kitchen.
That's what it is, huh?
Mm-hmm. You got KD, which is fine, but KD's not. KD's not the one setting those screens and rolling to the rim hard. You know what I mean?
True.
Embiid takes up that space where it's like, all right, this guy can come dunk on you. He can kind of knock down the three, but the way it affects the offense, if I play Joel, I'm going to let him make a couple of threes first before I really fully close out on the pick and pop.
Mm-hmm.
So to have a guy, like if KD and Harden screen to screen, it's a switch.
Yeah, yeah.
If Harden and Embiid screen, we don't want that switch.
We don't.
I don't want that switch.
Word.
Because I got a little on a very big guy.
Yeah.
Like, and that doesn't do well for me. So I think Embiid's ability to kind of stretch the floor and knock the three down consistently helps Harden in a way because the defense has to kind of honor both.
It makes sense because he had like 16 assists the other night.
Right. Whereas like, and you know, when you have a big that can pick and pop or when you have a big that picks and roll, if he's open on the roll, one of the corner guys has to crash depending upon where the help side is. So I can kick.
That's what
he
wants.
Or I can back cut.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
it's not as stagnant.
I love kind of that dynamic that can be Harden and Embiid based on just from an offensive standpoint. Now, if Harden's doing kind of what he was doing in Houston and shooting the ball 50 times, you know, then we may have an issue. But
no,
like,
man.
Just let Joel shoot a little bit. You know what I mean? Right. It'll be interesting to see.
Right now,
76ers have been to the playoffs I don't know how many times, and we've written them off every time.
Yeah.
Been like, yeah, they made it the second round. Okay,
that's true.
Cool. They made it to the conference finals. All right.
Where are they now?
Finals. I don't know. Lainey, do you know where they are?
Fourth,
in the
fifth?
Let me pull it up. Give me one second.
I'm not exactly sure. But I think they have.
I might be hoeing them. They might be. They might be. Nah, I feel like Milwaukee is third. They might be fourth.
Who's first in the East?
Oh.
I think Miami.
What do y'all think?
Let me go second. Let me go Miami, Philly, Milwaukee. That's all I know right now.
Clay. I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, you're sleeping on the team, Jeremy, that you almost transferred to. It's the Heat, Bulls, then Sixers.
Wow.
Freaking so.
Bulls. That's true.
That's
what? Crazy. What? Duh. DeMar.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what? I'm sorry, Lainey.
You're good.
The Heat, Bulls, and then the Sixers.
Yep. Heat, Bulls, Sixers, then Bucks.
Then, they hawked them. Yep. Okay.
But then what's kind of crazy is the Cavs.
I know.
Yeah, they're kind of sneaky.
Yeah, they are.
Now, they're a dangerous team.
They really are.
Mm-hmm.
Young, too.
Yeah, that's what's crazy. If you can get a young squad to stay around, and obviously it's way different than college. We're talking about millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Owners are not going to pay somebody that they don't feel has value millions of dollars. Well, they paid Ben Simmons a lot. So
yeah. Oh, he gonna turn up though.
He will. I'm excited to see kind of what comes of that.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know if they're paying Zion, but they don't need. Anyway, my point was owners should not have to pay guys, you know, they're not going to pay guys millions of dollars that they don't feel have value to the team.
Well,
which doesn't really make sense why the Lakers signed DJ Augustine. And
okay, well, talk to me. How you feel about these Lakers? Because it look like you feeling some type of way, huh?
I would have been in the stand. Boo.
They ain't making no moves like that?
No. ESPN hyped it up with the little side eyes and was like,
they had to get DeAndre out of there. All the problems good now, right?
No. They play my Mavs right now. They're playing the Mavs right now. Let's check
I'm
in.
I'm looking.
Right.
It's crazy.
Let's do a live look.
I know that the Lakers are bad, but I didn't realize that they're 27-33.
Yeah, they're under 500 for sure.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
It's bad, bro. I don't even. Are they in the playoff picture still?
They're ninth right now.
So they would be in the play-in tournament.
They're on the bubble. They're on the bubble pretty much.
NCAA tournament, their first four out or whatever. What is that? I never get that.
I think that's memorized. What it is. It's something like that,
dude.
Well,
it's crazy.
How much of this is Russ's fault,
dude? I don't even know at this point. Like, they're consistently losing. It does, like,
word.
I mean, we played the clip of the come on, Russ.
Yeah,
that was funny. Shout out to that guy. But like, it's to the point where you look out there and you see LAL on like the ESPN app, and it's like,
whatever.
Who cares?
You know what I mean? That's tough.
They don't have the juice anymore.
Dang, they lost the juice. You can't lose the juice.
They don't have the juice, man. They really don't. The juice. Like, I don't know if it's an ownership problem or if it's a player problem.
See, that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
At one point, it was like, okay, well, we're going to give Frank Vogel, you know, 10 games, or you're on a game-to-game basis.
Yeah.
He's still there.
Word.
You're worse than you were when you were putting him on a game-to-game basis. Obviously, you don't think it's the coaching.
Damn. You know everybody I mean? Blaming Russ.
I don't know. I'm not blaming. I'm not either. I did like 5 weeks ago blame Russ, but, I mean, man was hitting the side of the backboard.
That's all right, though. That's all right. We got to rock out sometimes. I think it's, man, I really do think it's chemistry, bro. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's one player. I think it's multiple players. Yeah. All trying to find their place in the, you know, in their roles, man. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like a lot of those players, including Russ, feel the need to kind of overcompensate now because so much pressure is on like this team, bro. That's the difference. I remember thinking when PG and Kawhi teamed up that first year,
yeah,
so much pressure, bro.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man, this is the best defensive lock. Not if y'all going to keep talking about it. Because mm-hmm. then at that point, you can't really just rock out. You can't really be yourself. It comes with very high expectations. Mm-hmm. I feel like they were battling that to the point to where they tried to prove so much. Now it's like, here we are.
Yeah.
That's my thoughts, though. That might be a whole bunch of nothing. But like you said, it's a lot of players that I feel like could make a lot of noise, but the chemistry is just not there. Austin Reeves, he comes in, he does what he does day in, day out.
Yep.
Malik Monk, day in, day out.
Yep.
Be real, with Russ, you don't know which Russ you're going to get.
Right.
Is he going to try to facilitate at this point? Is he going to try to, you know, be dominant, get the triple dub?
Right.
Team issue. AD, we finally got you in the lineup. Now you go back out. Team issue. Mm-hmm. So it's like now.
Cut AD at this point.
Ooh, you got to cut him.
Bro, he plays four games and then he like steps on the shoelace and, oh, my ankle hurts. Oh. And he's out. Then his knee, like. He's so – I mean, no, you don't have to cut him. I said cut Kyrie. That was kind of wild.
That was
too.
Wild. Yeah, cut Kyrie is wild.
Cut Kyrie.
I also said send Wiggins overseas. Hey. So
and
I think
then
I'm, I think
he
I'm
went off
three.
And was an all-star, so –
He shouldn't have been a starter, but
– I agree with that. But it's funny because you really don't be, like, for, like – you ain't waiting on him. Like, get him out of there.
I'm sorry. AD. I'm impatient, huh?
AD, you got to go, bro. You keep getting hurt. See ya.
Yeah, but
who
like,
you going to get, though?
I have no idea.
Huh.
But, might be a but bad move. I can guarantee you, like, either – okay, don't cut AD. Fire the doctor. Something's wrong with this guy.
Yeah.
What? I mean
– keep wearing Kobe's.
But he's a Kobe athlete, isn't he?
Yeah, but he shouldn't be. Where are the LeBrons? You 6'10". You need something a little – I could go on all day.
And if you have ankle problems.
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't think it's necessarily always been the ankle. It's been the knee and then the back and then his hand or his shoulder. It's like, bro, if you're just going to be like a little, if you're going to be Charmin Ultra Soft, then go be on the Charmin commercial. Like,
he could do that. I feel like he's trying the whole swag thing. He just need to get back to hooping.
Yeah. Be the AD that won the national championship. I mean? Block shots, get rebounds, shoot your threes if you want to. Face up, understand, pick your spots, and then we'll be fine.
Word.
But let me ask you this. You talk about from a team chemistry standpoint.
Yeah.
We've heard rumors, obviously, all the time about playing with LeBron, one of the hardest dudes to play with.
Yep.
Either because of he knows so much about the game that he makes people feel stupid, or he's, you know, does what he wants when he wants, and nobody else can get that kind of treatment because he's Bron.
Yeah.
Like, do you think it's harder for everybody else around in that locker room to play with LeBron or to play with Russ?
Ooh. Probably Russ, though.
Really? I mean.
Just because.
We could do a whole Shaqt and a Fool. We could play a Shaqt and a Fool episode for Russ right now.
I'm just thinking about it in regards to, okay, my mindset. It's one thing to tell me something when you really about it, and it's another thing to tell me something when I'm like, you talking to me, but what you going to do?
Right.
With LeBron, it's like, okay, I need you here, here, and here. I'm directing on the court.
Right.
You got 30. I need to listen.
Right.
With Russ, it's like, I need you here, here, here. You got 7 turnovers. I'm going to do what I want, though.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Because, like, you already tried. Like, let me go.
Let me try.
Let me try what I think now. You feel me? So, in that case, I could see. That's a great point. I could see why it would be kind of a slight dilemma. And even down the stretch, maybe that's why they're not playing Russ. Because, you know, for a minute, that was the talk, too.
Free Russ.
But that's not to say I have heard those same like situations where, you know, they talked about LeBron being very, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. like, I don't know, different on the court, I guess you can say.
Yeah, he's demanding, I would feel.
You know what I mean? But at the same time, it's like he is the coach on the floor. Mm-hmm. So it's like I could kind of see that. I can kind of see that. Right now, I think it would be Russ. Prime for prime, I don't know, though. Because, you know, I like going back to when Russ was averaging the triple-dub and just being himself, I feel like he was also hard to play with, but he's also somebody you can listen to based off productivity.
Right.
So that's on me.
I'm kind of the same way with you. Like, even from a very small standpoint, if there's somebody on the pickup court that tells me, like, yo, yeah, hey, just do this real quick, and I ain't really play with him, all right, cool. But if I throw it to you in the corner and you throw it off the backboard, I'm not listening to you ever again. You going to listen to me.
You feel me? It's like
you come set this screen, and I'm going to throw it to you if I want to type deal.
Word.
And I definitely understand that. I think that's where you talk about chemistry, because mm-hmm. if you put Russ in, Russ is going to try to be that. You take Brian out, put Russ in. Russ is going to try to be that floor general.
Word.
People ain't going to listen to a guy with 7 turnovers. Now, that's not Russ's – I mean, it is his fault. Like, don't turn the ball over. But at the same time, we're talking about a guy that's made getting a triple-double look like
fairly
walk
easy.
In the park.
Yeah.
So, like, there's got to be some sort of disconnect respect-wise, maybe.
It's the media, bro.
And maybe – I don't know if it's the type of thing where it's like, oh, he's checking in, man. Why did coach put him in? Or if it's like, bro, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, there's certain times where it's easy to get frustrated as a player and check out until you kind of get your rhythm or go get yours or whatever. But the Lakers have no rhythm.
That's what I mean, though. That's chemistry at this point.
I mean, it's like a bunch of white people at a wedding. Yeah. Like, they have no rhythm whatsoever.
All right.
Like, you got to play the YMCA to get everybody.
Who was
on
at the
Hogs?
Page. Who was doing that?
Yeah,
that's all right. That's all right. I don't think it's. I think because even like THT, for example, what mm-hmm. he on? What he doing? I thought THT was going to come out here.
We thought he was. Yeah, a guy that has.
Are you the
upside.
Bomb or not? Like what? Like like what are we? Like what's up?
Right.
You feel me? So that's mm-hmm. like another. That's some more bread that they spent.
Right. Yeah.
You can get you 2 or 3 more leagues.
Yep.
You got rid of Caruso. Caruso, kind of tough.
Yeah. You got rid of my twin. That kind of hurt.
You got Reeves, though. Now, don't you know? Reeves.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah, that's Arkansas boy,
you
too.
You feel me?
Shout and out he's to actually playing well or doing what he's supposed to do.
You feel
let me?
Me
not say he's, let me not say he's playing, you know, amazing.
But, I mean, to his standard, it is.
Yeah, I agree.
You need more of that, especially down the stretch, bro. You just need more of that, man. And I think that's what they're lacking. Because outside of that, who else you going to call? We don't see Dwight Howard as much.
Nope.
What he on?
No.
You feel me? Like, you can – who you naming from the team where you like, oh, yeah, they killing their role. Outside of Reeves, outside of LeBron. AD hurt. Russell Westbrook's up and down. THT, yeah. He ain't the bomb.
Yeah, Malik's been okay.
Malik has been there. Malik's been there.
Malik's been there, I mm-hmm. think.
That's 3 people.
Yeah, and that's a medium 3. That ain't no big 3.
Man, that's a mid 3. Shout out to my Arkansas boys, but
– yeah.
Yeah,
I mean that's a lot of pressure to put on those shoulders of two, I guess you could say, relatively young guys. Obviously,
that's the dilemma.
Austin is very young. Malik's been there a little bit more, but the spotlight in LA is just super bright. You know, especially for a guy that's getting back into the league and trying to, you mm-hmm. know, there's probably a lot of stuff he's dealing with, you know, off the floor. But yeah, man, the spotlight in Los Angeles, I mean, it's a dumpster fire over there. Like, Jeannie Buss walked out the other night. Did you see that?
I didn't see that. That's
tough. She left the game early. You own the team.
That's tough.
What are you doing?
Got on down. She pulled that Kentucky. She told.
Hey, go.
Get out of here. That's Get out of here, bro.
Which is crazy. So, I don't know if, and it could be an ownership standpoint. I'm sure y'all got all the answers, so please let us know.
Yeah, let us know. I could be completely off. It's just what I'm thinking. But, yeah, I don't think it's one player in particular. I think it's a chemistry issue.
No, that's yeah. All. And I think I could see definitely where that's at. I could see where it could be a chemistry thing, like, within the entire organization.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why is she not firing this dude? Why is this guy still playing for us? Why, like,
where's John Wall?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where is John Wall? You coming here or not? Yeah. Are you going to Dougie or not, dude? Like, what are you doing? Yeah, no, I'm with that.
I agree. It's a chemistry thing. I would think it's a chemistry thing at some level, whether it be from ownership down, from head coaching staff down, or just from players in the locker room down. Like, within, there's something wrong. How can you not win games when you have LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, and Anthony Davis on the same team?
I know.
It doesn't make sense.
I know.
Yeah. And especially LeBron, when he was back to, like, 2012 Bron, and he was averaging 35 in 12 games or whatever.
It was going crazy.
It was insane.
Yeah.
Like, and you're still getting blown out. Like, you're not losing by 5, 7, 9. You're losing by 15. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, some of them were close, but, like,
I feel you.
To make hindsight 2020, it's like, what's up?
What's up, man?
And an L is an L, though. Like, even if it's a 2-point, even if it's a 15-point, 20-point, it don't matter. An L is an L. And obviously they have a losing record. And so, yeah.
Yeah, they got to turn up, man.
Yeah, I don't get it. I'm checking in. They're currently up 2 on the Mavs, which very long game. But
back to college just for a minute. TCU just upset Kansas.
Ooh,
men's.
That's okay. I'm not sold on Kansas.
But they might be a team that we need to have on some sort of bracket watch to make a little bit of noise, because TCU? they just beat Texas Tech, 12th ranked men's Texas Tech the other night, and then came and beat Kansas tonight. So that's something to think about. Just TCU might be somebody we need to
see. I'm asleep.
They're 19-9.
Hmm.
Beat them by 10.
Texas Tech, that is?
No.
TCU.
No, I'm saying TCU beat Kansas by 10. I'm not sold on Kansas.
Yeah, they're kind of a fake 6 seed, I think.
I'm not really sold on them. Okay.
But they lose to Baylor at Baylor by 10.
Who?
TCU. Iowa State by 3. Beat Texas Tech by 12?
Yep. Something like that.
Hmm.
And then they swept them.
Yeah.
Beat Texas Tech at Tech, and then beat them at home by 3.
Maybe Texas Tech ain't like that.
Yeah.
And then they lose to Texas at Texas by 9.
Yeah.
So you might be onto something, Laney. They may be a little –
they might
like,
make a little noise. I mean, they might win one or two games they're not supposed to.
I can respect it.
You know?
I can respect it.
I love that. That's good. But
– sorry, didn't mean to throw us back
to
college.
No, that's a good call.
That's totally good. So let's talk about – I have to admit, I'm sorry that I said Andrew Wiggins my last take last year, and then now he's an all-star. You know, he shouldn't have been a starter, but
respect.
I give you your props. He's been off Call of Duty, which is good.
That's what's up.
Maybe.
Yeah, he got tired of Warzone.
Are there any other surprises that you've seen in the last few weeks? Because there's been a lot of stuff we could talk about, from the Mavs cutting Porzingis to the all-star break. I see what you're wearing. You did go to All-Star weekend in Cleveland. How was that?
Pretty good. Very busy, but I enjoyed it. Yeah. I enjoyed it. Yeah.
You had snow there too, and it was
man.
Awful.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was very cold. It was super cold in Cleveland, bro. That's the only thing. It was just like OD cold.
Oh yeah.
But like other than that, you know, everything that we kind of like went through was like super elite. Like that Puma setup was crazy.
I saw that. That was pretty cool.
The Reebok joint was decent, and then you know we did the stuff with Bleach Report, which was.
Yeah,
also
that was
fun.
Dope. Yeah, that was awesome. If you guys missed that, the roundtable discussion with Jay Jones, Unbreakable Kicks, Sniper Jones, and Josh Christopher, right?
Yep.
Which seemed like a pretty cool experience.
No, it was dope. It was dope. When I could talk, I said my piece.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was nice. It was nice. Okay. And Josh is super cool too. Super, super cool. Yeah.
That's
it's always
awesome.
Good seeing young people get money, man, and he's one of them.
Yeah, he probably has a lot of money.
He's getting bread. For sure. He took a PJ.
What?
Oh, good. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it was like, how was the flight getting in? You know, we were struggling, toting luggage. Oh, yeah, it was no problem. I took a PJ here. Getting money, man. Shout out to Josh Christopher.
Yeah, shout out to Josh Christopher, man. Shout out to I ain't got nothing for you on that. Let me hold some bread.
I ain't got nothing for you. I got so many goals. A PJ is not one.
Yeah, man,
that's
I'm about
crazy.
To drive to Vegas.
What?
I can't even fly to Vegas.
Man, what?
That's crazy. No, I had to do it for work, so. But
driving places.
Yeah. So any other things that have stood out to you? I had some points, but I didn't write them down, so I lost them
mid-show.
Which
there you go. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. No,
happens every once in a while.
For sure. Let's
see. Let's talk about AmBam till we
Why
can figure
not?
It out. Congratulations to Amber Ramirez, All-SEC second team nominee. And
she's great, man.
A walking bucket. I'm glad with the season that they're having. They've kind of backslid a little bit, but they – Lainey, you said they will make the tournament, right?
Yeah, apparently. Right now they're projected to still make the tournament as not like a super low seed, but, you know, like probably 9 or 10.
Ain't bad.
That's not actually
not a bad, dangerous not number. Not bad at all. 10 but,
is a dangerous
but yeah,
it really is.
The NCAA overall really loves Arkansas women's basketball because of Coach Neighbors and his experience in the tournament, how much noise he normally makes with his different teams. And quite frankly, they really love Amber. They love watching her play too.
Me too.
And so
we
that,
love
that
Amber
helps
too.
For sure too. So, but yeah, Amber so too. Right now they're still projected to be making it into the NCAA tournament. They have a little bit of a tougher road in the SEC tournament, but they could still make some noise there too. So we'll see.
I'm with that.
Yeah, I agree.
Shout out to AmBam.
Shout out to AmBam. Second team.
She got to get with it. I'm going to try to get in the gym. It might not happen, but regardless, she'll hold it down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she should be fine. I'm curious to see kind of what the future holds for her. I hope she goes and plays overseas. She can make a lot of money overseas.
For sure.
Don't coach immediately.
She would be a great overseas player because overseas teams usually, especially for women, usually put all their eggs in one basket, so to speak, and they have one player that they just – absolutely adore and obsess over.
What?
And Amber would be a perfect overseas player.
That's what's up. Yeah, yeah. We're gonna lock in with it again one more time.
Yeah.
We need
to get back in the gym.
Other than that, I mean, I don't have anything crazy. We briefly discussed All-Star Weekend. I for sure wanted to talk about John Morant, which we did.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to go over a couple college teams. We've done that. Yeah, bro. I mean, I feel like we're pretty caught up. Anything I'm missing? I mean,
not really.
Jokic did go crazy. I need to put some respect on Jokic though, because I know I get a lot of flack about Jokic.
Mm-hmm.
When I love Dirk the way that I do, and a lot of people be comparing them to. So it's like, I like Jokic. Don't get it twisted. Like, I know he's very dominant. It's just other players that I like a little more. Like, I'm a huge Paul George fan. Clearly, I don't think Paul George is better than Kevin Durant.
Right.
You feel me? You know, it's just preference. You know, it's just preference for me. So, if I got to choose my big, I want Embiid.
I agree.
You know what I mean? If I got to choose my guard right now, I need Morant.
Yeah.
I need Morant.
You need Ja.
Man, he doing it all.
He
you know
is.
What I mean? So, it's just preference. So.
Yeah, we'll have to see. I love that March is here because it's about to be crazy.
Yeah.
Girls conference tournament starts this week later, probably, Wednesday, Thursday?
It starts Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. First games start Wednesday. Thursday is when our girls play championship on Sunday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then the boys turn around and they'll play next week. And then we're in Selection Sunday and it's rolling. We're in the bracket challenge.
Ooh, so we need to have our bracket submitted by when? What, the 16th or something like that? 12th?
Yeah, it'll come out on Selection Sunday. And we'll get that going. We'll probably have a pod by then or on that day. We may do a live pick'em.
Yeah, let's do. Yeah, let's do
something
live.
We could do a live pick'em.
Let's get into that joint where we go one regular, one live, two times a week, two shows a week.
Okay, yeah.
Get into that.
And like we said, fellas and ladies that watch us, we've been super busy. It's not because we've been ducking y'all. I did put out a community post earlier just to kind of see where y'all were at. Thank you for those two. Oh, well, somebody want to talk about Caitlin Clark. We can talk about that a little bit if we want to.
Oh, yeah. No, let's do that.
But thank you guys for, you know, interacting with that. Yeah. So, Caitlin Clark, a young lady who can shoot it just about like Steph Curry.
Yep, that's what they're saying.
I saw the highlights on Bleacher Report, House of Highlights, ESPN, SportsCenter, Barstool. I was just like, why is she shooting from that far?
And deep.
Because she can make it. So
we need to do a segment with her, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Y'all might take that the wrong way, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We got
yeah.
some things in the work. I cannot wait.
So
man.
Cannot wait.
This season, Caitlin Clark averaging 27.5 points.
Dang.
7.9 rebounds.
Dang. How tall is she?
She is 6 foot tall.
It's not bad.
She's averaging 8.3 assists.
Oh, no. That's
and
wild.
She is 46% from the field overall.
Nah, that's OD.
She also 8-7?
She also
or
is
six?
Only
six or something like that.
A sophomore.
Mm.
She better than Paige?
Yes.
Wake up. She tough. What? Okay.
I don't know if she's better than Paige.
She's better than Paige. Paige has not played this entire
season.
That's
a very hot take. She got hurt. Paige got hurt, though.
But she's better than Paige right now, yes.
How tall is Paige? She like, what, 6'3"?
Mm-mm. Paige
she's
is little.
Smaller.
She's a little smaller
like
than that.
5'10",
5'9". Oh, really?
I can look it up.
She might
but
be
yes,
taller, though.
I can look it up. But yes, 27.5, 7.9, 8.3.
Okay, okay. Now you got to respect them numbers.
Yeah, you got to pick her up at half court. She get off the bus. Man. You need to have somebody there guarding her.
That's what's up. She came out of nowhere to me though. I'm gonna be real. I mean, I watch girls like college basketball.
I stay familiar with sort of the SEC just because you know that's kind of what we. That's our. I mean, it's just like men's. I mean, I'll watch like Houston for you know guy like Reggie and
Oklahoma State for
Oklahoma
Avery.
Oh, that's my guy. And then, which he had 30 the other night.
What? Off a snap. You see that? Yeah. You see that, Jordan?
Paige Beckers is 5'10".
5'10". So she's about the same height.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I pretty much stay in. I don't really watch a lot of NBA, which is why y'all flame me in the comments. That's okay.
Thank you
for interacting with the video and actually commenting. That's fine with me.
Say that. Say that.
But leave a like, too, and subscribe if you want some cool grades.
Yep.
But I say all that to say, like, I really just kind of stay in tune with people that we trained and then the SEC.
Yeah.
Just because I think that, you know, aside from the ACC, that's where the best basketball is played. Big Ten's boring.
Yep.
It's grinded out. They score, you know, 50, 60 points a game. Of course, Michigan State, that was a cool game. That was a good game the other night.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Michigan, yeah, dude, you know.
Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I totally forgot about man.
Not really a lean, but you
know. No, he kind of like.
You
he
know,
slapped him. He, little Nate Diaz, you know.
Yep.
Nate Diaz does the slap.
Yeah, yeah, yep. Which was, unexpected.
Don't fight. Why?
You know, it's a bit unexpected.
Why are you fighting? You got beat. He called a timeout. I get it. It's unsportsmanlike. You ain't got to try to lean an assistant coach for no reason.
Try to get him out of there. Try to lean him.
I get it. I know the coach was like, hey, man, stop and shake my hand. That's annoying. That's little man syndrome. You beat Juwan Howard, cool. Beat Michigan, awesome. Don't think about the example you sent for these kids, man.
They was leaning people too. Hey, he had the kids on it too. He had the college dudes right behind them.
I agree. I mean, I don't really know. It's a slippery slope when you talk about suspensions and stuff.
Yeah.
He's suspended for the rest of the regular season. I don't know if Michigan will make the tournament. I don't know.
Yes, they're projected to make the tournament.
Really?
Yep.
Actually, yes. We're on the side. We're on the side to play the winner of Michigan and Memphis. We beat them, or at least we were, and then we would move in to play.
I didn't think Michigan was going to make it.
Oh,
we got to get out of there.
I know.
I said they were my dark horse. I didn't know all this.
Man.
Well, that's as of right now, though. Yeah, we still have two more games, so a lot can change and brackets can move.
Take one of them games.
Man,
would that help? That wouldn't help, though. Mm-mm. Nah. Do you win out? Hope for the best?
Yeah, I'd win out. You could potentially get maybe a higher. You could go from like a 4 to a 3, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. A lot of stuff has to go right.
But right now, you pretty much around that 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, that sucks.
That's a tough one. Right now, Wisconsin is up on Purdue, which Purdue kind of came out of nowhere.
Why are we on that side, Clay? Why are they doing that?
I don't know. I'm trying to find the bracketology section of the ESPN app so I can so we can like talk about it.
Yeah, let me see what's up with that though. I don't like that though. You gonna put us up against Duke? Not saying we can't do it, now my fellow Hawks. You feel me? But I'm just like, you know.
Yeah, Duke, you know what you're doing.
You know what you're doing with Duke.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, and it's Coach K's swan song, too.
So oh, my like, gosh, and we didn't even talk about that. His last game at Cameron, the tickets are averaging $5,000 a piece.
Ooh.
To get into Cameron to watch Coach K's last game in Cameron is averaging $5,000
a seat.
To even get in and stand inside, it's like $2,500.
I ain't going to lie. If I had the chance to go watch Coach K play and I had the money and I had 5 bands to spend. Now, if I had 5 bands in my savings account and that's all I got, I ain't going to watch. I'm watching at home.
Chill. Yeah. Yeah.
But if I had like 255 bands, yeah.
How much the VR ticket's going for? I'm just going to get one of them. I'm going to buy that whole bundle.
The Oculus.
Lock in. Meta. In on them. Nah, that's going to be tough, bro. That's going to be tough because if we play them, knowing what I know, like, we not beating them.
No.
They finna cheat like them.
Man.
It's gonna be,
on
man,
them.
Man.
Foul on them.
We ain't getting no charges.
I can't find the bracket.
I'm trying to find
it. I hope you don't. Hopefully they just deleted that. I don't want to go into that one, bro. I ain't ready for that.
No, I agree. But, we could hold our own, I think.
No, I think we'll be fine. I know how that is.
Yeah, I know how it is. Top seed is Duke.
That year we could have beat North Carolina. They was on that.
We should have beat North Carolina.
What? You see how they was acting?
We really did beat North Carolina, though.
Like, we really cheated bad.
bad. Really bad. So let's look here. Right now, 68 team bracket, we are we're not there. We are
while bad. Clay's doing that, the Timberwolves beat Golden State tonight.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Ant-Man.
And Cat.
Man. And Cat.
Cat, man. Cat didn't play?
Oh, no Ant. Ooh. He had a big chain on. Chilling.
Big chain.
No Ant, huh? Okay.
I almost said something. Oh, yeah. I
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so right now they have us on the East in the Philadelphia bracket. One seed is Kansas. That's great. Two seed is Auburn.
Really?
Three seed, switched in. Three seed of Villanova. Four seed Illinois.
I don't want to run into them either.
Five seed's Arkansas. Five and twelve would play. Winner moves on to play the 4 and 13. Four is Illinois. So we would run into Illinois if we win those games.
Yeah.
Six seed Ohio State. Seven seed Michigan State. Eight seed Seton Hall. Nine Wyoming. 10 Miami. And then the rest are kind of irrelevant. Wake Forest. Colgate. Towson.
Don't say they're irrelevant.
Northern Iowa. North Texas is who we would Cleveland State.
Who would we
North
have
Texas
first?
Has Tyler Perry.
It's true.
We played them
already. He actually going crazy.
He has been going crazy.
TP over there going crazy.
We knew he was cold.
Cold. I knew too, but his step back kind of crazy.
Is it like Wendell Green's or better?
No, it's about the same.
Which he's been kind of tricking off for Auburn. A little bit. He's been that last play against Florida and the last play against us too.
Yeah, I know. A little bit. You got the 6'10 over there. Go on and let him have that.
Yeah, let Walker.
Let him have
it. Yeah, you got the number one projected draft pick. Give him the ball.
Number one?
Yes, him right Apollo. Now. Right now, he is number one.
Chet, three or four, at least, for me.
Chet might go fifth. Let me see. Yeah. If I'm going Paolo, I might go Paolo. I don't know. They saying Paolo right now is the most NBA ready, just based off plug and play. They saying 6'10", he going to be on the perimeter. He still got to work and walk his way down. He's gotta, still got to put it together, like guard, like skills for real.
But he could be a 6'10 JT, though.
That's what they don't see yet, but it just depends on the team.
Mm-hmm. That's tough.
He going to be a 6'10 JT?
We got a lot to come back and talk about, though, on the live section.
Either way, you straight with 1 and 2 this year. Yeah. Either way. Mm-hmm. Either way.
Yep.
Right now, they have Jabari Smith going 1.
Okay.
Wow, okay.
Chet going 3.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Paolo going 5.
What?
Yep.
I wish Jalen had a mic for that, too.
What website you on?
That's on ESPN.
Ooh. Oh, ESPN don't know nothing on draft picks.
But, again, that all changes. Like, that's a mock.
They got Jabari going 1. I like it.
2.
It's probably some people overseas, I bet.
2 is Jaden Ivey. From Purdue.
I think that's the dude Art be talking about.
And then A.J. Griffin is 4 from Duke.
That's wild.
Well,
we got a lot to talk about next pod.
Don't want to see Illinois, though, because they got Cockburn. I'm going to be real. I'm be real with y'all. Be real. I know, hey, it's a joke until he start going.
Until he start burning.
All right. Rap.
On the court. How you defend that?
Rap.
How you defend that? That's what I'm saying.
Burn, you gotta go to Walgreens again.
No, that's what I'm. But hear me out. That's what I'm saying. That's a dominant big.
Okay. Off topic.
It's just getting worse.
Back on topic.
We can't see Illinois. We gotta burn. Hey, we gotta do something. Hey, Hogs, fellow Hogs, get right for real.
Yeah, man.
That's gonna be a tough one, bro.
Oh man. God,
the NBC burn, NBC Sports.
Hey, what you gonna do? You can't guard Cockburn, bro. I promise you can't guard too. God, he ain't got nothing. What we gonna do, Clay? Okay. All right. Go ahead, Lane. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's okay.
Do what we did with.
Okay. All right.
we just gotta let him go crazy.
Let him burn us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let him burn us.
Yep. Let them go crazy.
We can go to Walgreens and get the ointment after.
Yeah, we'll be okay. Yeah, let them go crazy. Right. And then we just kind of do what we
just
do.
Just letting y'all know your mothers are going to watch this.
Hey, I'm telling her steer clear too. Hey, dude. Hey, no, watch out because dude really be hooping. He really do be serving though. I ain't trying to be funny.
And he built like that freaking door frame.
Man, what?
He need
watch
to go.
Out, man,
he's
going crazy.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, watch out for Buddy. We can't guard dude.
I can't wait to watch that again.
Man.
Oh my!
They might lose though. Mm-hmm.
But they didn't play very well in the tournament. They didn't. I thought we were going to play them.
They haven't been playing very well like lately.
Oh so. Man!
But they are. That was a team I was really. I forgot who I was talking to. This is so ironic because I was either playing 2K or something. I was like, dang, if it's one team. Because they have that dominant, like, physical big, it's going to wear us down, bro.
You were telling me.
Yeah.
We just said it on the pod, too. You don't want to play a dominant big.
Yep. And I mentioned Illinois either to, like, Arden Bees or something. But I was like, damn, I don't want to play them, bro. Not because of the guards. Like, it's fine. But them
you
bigs
don't
be
wanna,
wearing us
you
down.
You don't
want to
play them because of the Cockburn, huh?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, steer clear, man. Steer clear. Oh, he going crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
He going crazy, for real. He going to be – well, he going to get drafted? He got to go.
I don't know.
He got to pick him up just based off size alone.
Yeah, intangibles. So, yep. If he was playing college ball like 25, 30 years ago, he'd be number one.
That's true.
Oh, man, I ain't got nothing else for y'all after that.
Nah, that's crazy.
Rap.
That was funny. Woo. So, well, with that being said, we got a lot to talk about on the college front. Draft picks, projections, tournament time, conference tournament starting pretty soon, player of the year awards to give out. Not necessarily us, but, you know, walk on specific. Yeah, man. So.
Yeah. Oh. That's what's up, bro.
Moral of the story is watch out for the Cockburn.
For sure. And we're back podding on the regular.
Yeah.
So you can count on us this time for sure.
If you guys want to stay the most up to date with us, you can follow us on Instagram, but subscribe here. And make sure to check the community tab. Turn your post notifications on for everything. We will be posting there soon.
Word.
Or, you know, every time we go live, or not live, but every time we record, kind of like we were doing. But, yeah. So, with that being said, if you want to win some cool grades, drop your size down in the comment. Drop
5K.
Your shoe size. Once we hit 5K subscribers, we will be doing this giveaway here.
I say this every time, but I need to do a better job promoting.
No, you're good. We're totally fine. We just got to get back schedule, which we are consistent. Things are starting to slow down. Summertime.
Word.
Summer vibes. It's going to be great leading into the end of college and the NBA season.
If you guys have any thoughts, any comments, please leave them below because we like to kind of go through them and discuss them. We'll bring them on to the next show, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we'll put them on the next show. We're going to try to get super fancy where we can just flash them up during the show.
You know what I mean?
We'll get there soon enough.
Get there.
Sooner or later. But with that being said, I have nothing left. Lainey?
Yep.
Nothing?
Nope.
Jay, send us home.
GG's G. Thank y'all. We love y'all. And until next time, we out.
Never fold.
Never fold.